Picture a ballroom in March 1998. Three men in tuxedos, Bill Gates, Andy Grove, and Steve Jobs, stand shoulder to shoulder at Time Magazine's 75th anniversary celebration. Grove radiates joy, having just been crowned Man of the Year. Gates wears a tight smile despite antitrust lawyers circling Microsoft. Jobs, recently returned to a struggling Apple, sports his characteristic smirk. Within a decade, their companies would become the world's most valuable. What made them different? They weren't just riding the technology wave. They mastered five strategic principles that would reshape how we think about competition itself. Here's the remarkable part. Leaders like Zuckerberg, Bezos, and Page didn't invent new rules. They studied this playbook and adapted it. Understanding how Gates, Grove, and Jobs thought doesn't just explain the past, it reveals the blueprint for dominating fast-moving industries today. Great chess players envision the board position they want five moves ahead, then calculate backward. Gates, Grove, and Jobs operated the same way. Gates saw a computer on every desk and in every home when experts dismissed home computers. Grove built Intel around Moore's Law, interpreting transistor doubling as a force reshaping entire industries. Jobs focused on unmet consumer needs, positioning the Mac as the digital hub for our digital lives. This wasn't about perfect predictions. All three got plenty wrong. What separated them was translating vision into action. When Jobs returned to Apple in 1997, he drew a simple grid: consumer/professional across the top, desktop/portable down the side. Four quadrants, four products. Everything else got cut. Grove faced a different challenge. Intel could double processing power, but customers couldn't imagine what to do with it. His solution? Demand MIPS-sucking applications that would make customers crave faster chips. The vision created its own demand. In 2005, Steve Jobs switched Apple from PowerPC to Intel processors, a billion-dollar gamble requiring complete hardware and software redesigns. Within 5 years, Intel-based MacBooks became Apple's bestsellers, and Mac market share doubled. What separates master strategists from reckless gamblers? Timing. In the late 1990s, when Macs represented 80% of Apple's revenue, Intel made the same proposal. Jobs refused, too risky. By 2005, iPod sales were exploding and Mac revenue had dropped below 40%. Apple could transition without betting survival. Big bet? Yes. Company-ending risk? No. Bill Gates showed similar calculated boldness, ending Microsoft's IBM partnership in 1990. This alliance had been Microsoft's foundation since 1981, and IBM's $69 billion revenue dwarfed Microsoft's $1 billion. Yet when Windows 3.0 gained traction, Gates refused IBM's demand for perpetual low-cost licensing. Windows captured over 90% market share, while IBM's OS/2 faded. As Intel's Renée James said of Grove, "I might be wrong, but I'm never confused." That decisiveness, acting boldly while managing downside risk, defined all three leaders. Platforms create ecosystems where outside companies innovate alongside you, multiplying value exponentially. Bill Gates grasped this early. In his 1980 IBM deal, he negotiated rights to license DOS to other companies while providing it royalty-free to IBM. When PC clones emerged, Gates owned the operating system for an entire industry. Steve Jobs took longer to embrace platform thinking. His closed ecosystem philosophy limited Apple's market share while Windows Intel PCs flourished. The iPod changed his perspective. Initially Mac only in 2001, the real breakthrough came in October 2003 with iTunes for Windows. iPod sales exploded from 1 million units to 100 million by late 2007. Yet Jobs never fully embraced platforms. His product-first mentality shaped the iPhone and iPad, prioritizing superior design over broad adoption. While the App Store was revolutionary, Jobs maintained tight restrictions. By 2014, Android captured roughly 80% of the smartphone market. Intel's ecosystem strategy evolved dramatically under Grove. By the late 1980s, he recognized that PC limitations hindered software development, which limited demand for Intel's microprocessors. His solution? Take direct responsibility for upgrading the PC as a system. He appointed Craig Tinney to lead the Intel Architecture Lab as the architect for the open computer industry. Grove's philosophy? If you grow the whole thing and we take our fair share, then the whole industry grows. When Steve Jobs approached music labels about iTunes, he had a problem. Apple commanded just 2% of the PC market. Jobs positioned Apple as harmless. What harm could it possibly do to license us the music on the Mac? The labels signed up believing they'd maintain control, not realizing they were enabling their industry's transformation. This puppy dog ploy, being strategically underestimated, gave Jobs critical advantage. Jobs was obsessive about misdirection. In 2003, he claimed Apple had no plans for phones or tablets. Yet internally, Apple had been developing touch technology since 2002 and had already filed a tablet patent in 2004. When competitors relaxed, Jobs struck. Bill Gates excelled at co-opetition, cooperating with competitors while limiting their maneuverability. When Apple struggled in 1997, Gates invested $150 million and committed to 5 years of Mac Office development. This saved Apple and, ironically, enabled it to eventually surpass Microsoft. Once giants, all three leveraged size ruthlessly. Gates mastered vaporware, pre-announcing incomplete products to freeze markets. Grove launched 30 processor versions in 1991 alone, blocking competitors from finding footholds. Great strategists use both judo, agility, stealth, leverage, and sumo, size, power, dominance, depending on the situation. Strategy without execution is worthless. Gates, Grove, and Jobs succeeded by anchoring their organizations around unique personal strengths. Gates brought deep software knowledge and conviction that software would transform the world. Grove applied engineering discipline to management, creating systematic processes for operating at the technology frontier. Jobs offered intuitive product design understanding combined with a vision of simple, elegant technology for everyone. These personal anchors prevented organizational drift. Jobs believed God is in the details, caring deeply about anything impacting customer experience, from product design to packaging to advertisements. His scrutiny shaped Apple's culture. If Jobs examined trivial design decisions, everyone else had to as well. They actively sought knowledge about changing technology, customers, and competitors. Gates became famous for biannual Think Weeks, 7 days of intense reading producing strategic memos like Internet Tidal Wave that redirected Microsoft's focus. Grove attended business school classes and consulted experts. Jobs learned from mentors like Mike Marcua and gained expertise from lieutenants in retail, music, design, and manufacturing. Each formed critical partnerships with executives who complemented their skills. Gates had Ballmer, the high-energy salesman balancing his reflective personality. Grove relied on technical experts as his knowledge became outdated. Jobs depended on Tim Cook, John Rubinstein, and most importantly, Johnny Ive, whom he called his spiritual partner. The lesson? Anchor your organization around your unique strengths, but surround yourself with people who fill your gaps. The five strategy rules: look forward and reason back, make big bets without betting the company, build platforms, not just products, use both judo and sumo tactics, and anchor organizations around personal strengths remain relevant today. Larry Page, Mark Zuckerberg, and Pony Ma have successfully applied these principles while adapting them to their unique circumstances. Zuckerberg followed Gates's path as a Harvard dropout who created an industry platform. Bezos resembles Jobs in his customer experience focus and willingness to incur losses while investing in growth. Page began like Grove as a PhD student before dropping out to organize the world's information. Yet the personal passions that anchored Gates, software, Grove, discipline, and Jobs, design, eventually became core rigidities that limited their company's evolution. Microsoft remained too tied to Windows-compatible software. Intel struggled beyond x86 microprocessors. Apple continued relying on tightly controlled premium products. Competitors like Google, Arm Holdings, and Android manufacturers exploited these limitations. These principles aren't about copying tactics. They're about understanding how master strategists balance vision with execution, boldness with prudence, control with openness. The fundamental challenge remains: how do you see the future clearly enough to act decisively today while remaining flexible enough to adapt tomorrow?